This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Sarah, you gotta mute yourself.
Oh, am I muted?
You gotta mute yourself.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oopsie. Yeah, we're all on Facebook Messenger here, so we can talk during the breaks and see each other while we're on the air. Anyway, hi. How are you?
Hello.
Hope you're having a good day. Ooh, the sun is out. Oh, boy. Well, just starting to come out anyway. It's supposed to be a nice sunny day. Vinny was saying not as warm as yesterday, but
still nice.
But really nice. Yeah. And rain on the way for the weekend.
Yay. Right? Every drop.
Well, I mean, it certainly makes you think, okay, I better get out today then.
Yep. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to be talking with Chef Michael Mina. He's got some stuff going on, in a charitable, capacity. So we'll talk with him and find out what he's doing as we're checking in with our capeless heroes. We'll sort of put it in with that. If you are out there on the front lines and you've got a unique story, or even if you just want to say hello to some people that you work with or people that you don't get to see because of social isolation, you can send an email to bryn@radioalice.com, B-R-Y-N @radioalice.com. Be sure to include your phone number, and because we'd like to thank you, give you an opportunity to tell your story, a couple shout-outs to friends and family. Send an email to bryn@radioalice.com. All right. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. New episodes every Monday. And we're doing them one a week now, which is a nice change. He's stuck. He's stuck like the rest of us. Yeah. All right. I want to run through the Billboard Hot 100 real fast. These are just the best songs. We should know what the best songs are in the world at this moment. At number 100, La Difficile. This is Bad Bunny, and it's at number 100. And here it comes.
Oh, yeah, Nicole always corrects me about how to pronounce it. Is that how you pronounce it, Nicole?
Difficile.
La Difficile? All right, here we go.
La Difficile. I don't know. Actually, I'm So I guess he had Nicole listening to this, yeah, Bryn?
Yeah.
Because
every time I have Bad Bunny on, I'm like kind of awkward about it because I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm trying to follow the lyrics and the translation on, you know, the internet, and I just can't.
I heard something. Well, sometimes it's hard to listen to him too because the way he sings, it kind of morphs together.
He's a mumble.
Spanish mumble singer. So that's why I listened to it multiple times.
Right. Well, it was funny because they're like, oh, did you cut out before the part about the Molly and the, the ecstasy and the cocaine?
Yeah, just for safe measure.
Sure.
You know, Nicole's having difficulties trying to figure out if he cussed or not. How am I supposed to figure this out?
No, it was fine. It was just the drug references.
I'm all right with those. All right, skipping up to number 10 is Arizona Zervas with Roxanne.
Roxanne.
At number 9 is Doja Cat and a song called Say So.
It's a Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. Or Doha. Doha Cat. Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. No wonder it's a top 10 song. Wow. All right. At number 8 is Justin Bieber featuring Quavo and a song called Intentions. Holding steady at number 8. At number 7 is Harry Styles, Just Let Me Adore You. God, I love this tune. Oh, really? That's all I got?
I don't know.
I was just starting to rock out. All right. All right. Future featuring Drake, Life Is Good. That's falling 2 places. It was number 4 last week. All right. At number 5, holding steady is Post Malone, Circles. And now we start the weekend portion of the program. He's got a song debuting in the top 10 this week. Number 4, it's called Heartless. That sold, what was it, like 440,000 equivalent units last week? Like that was it was a big album for him, this new album of his.
I don't know. I didn't even get to read the story, but apparently his record company was against him putting the album out now, and it turns out to be a huge hit, and I guess he had pushed it through, was like, get it done. I want it out.
Yeah, I wonder if sometimes it's just like, look, I got to birth this thing and people are home and I don't think that this quarantine thing is bad for music. Like, we're home. I mean, I got music on all day.
Right,
so
me too.
I feel like I'm streaming more probably than ever.
It's probably bad for business that you can't tour the record.
Oh, right, 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 right.
Nonetheless, I mean,
well, people will know all the songs by the time you tour it.
Right.
So I guess that's a good thing. All right, coming in at number 3 is Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. Or Don't Do, Start Dancing. At number 2 is Roddy Ricch, The Box. Guess what? Roddy Ricch just dropped out of the number 1 spot. Oh my God.
Bye.
Well, what do you have, like 13 weeks or 14 weeks? He had a good run.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was forever.
And your brand new number 1 song in America at this moment, the best song in the world, is The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. This is a great song. I still love this tune, so I'm fine with that one. Sometimes I'm just not fine with who's number 1, but it's not really up to me. Okay, Wednesday TV reminders, everyone. We might be streaming a lot of music, but we're definitely watching a lot of TV. People are binging. Obviously, Survivor's on tonight, you guys. So we'll try not to do any spoiling tomorrow. We give you until Friday morning to do your homework and watch it. I think it's like the 8th episode. If you're looking for something to binge watch this season of Survivor. It's so good. It's great. It's all past winners. They're going for a $2 million prize this time. Our guy Yule. Look, everyone who's been booted off is still actually in the game because there's this whole Extinction Island thing. It's fascinating. You should be watching this. And then we'll talk about it on Friday morning, 6 a.m. That's when we do it. So obviously Survivor's on tonight. There's also The Masked Singer. It's on at 8 o'clock on Fox. They call them the Super 9. They're down to Kangaroo, Turtle, White Tiger, Banana, Frog, Kitty, Astronaut, Night Angel, and Rhino. I'm sure that means something to somebody.
Well, and don't forget, if life isn't depressing enough for you, watch something called Tiger King, because, boy.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we're going to get into that in a second here. Tonight, at 10 o'clock on ABC, David Blaine has a special.
I love him.
Me too, actually. You know, like, I don't love his dumb stunts, like holding his breath or being buried alive.
Why? What's not to love about that?
I don't love that. I don't care about those. What I like is seeing him on the street doing magic. I think that there was actually, when he first started, before he was doing like the big, you know, I guess that's sort of the hook that gets people in to watch a show. He would just be on the street blowing people's minds.
Like taking a chicken's head off and then putting it back on.
Right. Crazy. Things that, you know, I always think of the Harrison Ford thing where he goes
to
like,
We just played that on the air like a couple months ago.
Yeah. I mean, and every time I think of David Blaine, I think of if he walked into my home and my fruit bowl was sitting there and I selected the piece of fruit and my goddamn card was in the orange, I'd lose my mind. I think he actually says, get the F out of here.
Yes, he does. Like he uses the F word and throws him out of his house.
Right. That was Harrison Ford's reaction to David Blaine. So his guests this time include John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, Dave Chappelle, Dr. Dre, Jamie Foxx, Michael Jordan, Odell Beckham Jr., Derek Jeter, James Corden, Aaron Paul, and Bryan Cranston. They're the Breaking Bad guys. So He is. It's only a 1 hour special. It's called David Blaine: The Magic Way, and it's tonight on ABC. I might have to take that. I really want to watch that. Let me send this story to my husband. All right, let's set that aside. Gotta remember to watch it. It's got to happen.
John,
can you set the TV up for this? I don't know how to work our TV. You've seen the tray of remotes. There's 100 remotes, and I don't know which one goes to what. So I tell him, hey, I want to do this, or I want to watch this, and he sets it all up for me. If anything happens to him, I'm never going to watch TV again, apparently. Okay, Tiger King.
Yes.
So there'll probably be some spoilers in this, because some people haven't watched it at all. There's 7 episodes. It's on Netflix. It's, I don't even know how to describe it. Just crazy, horrifying, but also sort of funny and weirdly fascinating. Like, it's really hard to.
Well, it's car crash TV for sure.
Yeah,
it's you know not to look, but you're looking, and then you want to not look, but you're still looking, and then you tell yourself, this is disgusting. Get up, turn it off, boycott this. This is not something to be supporting. And then there you still are as the next episode starts.
Yeah, it's
Jesus. What's wrong?
And the
with
thing
me?
Is, if, you know, it's good to compare it to a car crash, because at first it's like a little car crash. You know, there's like somebody rear-ended someone. You go, oh, that's boy. I wonder if they'll get in a fight. And then another car comes careening into the picture and sort of T-bones the side of the two cars that are now. And then you're like, okay, all right, well, we got this one. And then here comes a semi. And it just plowed into the back of the whole thing. And you're like, okay, well, except that they just got pushed onto the train tracks and here comes a train. Like, it's, and now an airplane is angling in. It's going to hit them. It is, this show's just getting, I'm only 3 episodes in and I'm already like, oh my God, this might explode the world, this show.
Well, so what I've, as you watch it, first of all, I don't like animal abuse, and this is absolutely animal abuse, in my opinion.
No question.
So these guys will say, we love our animals, we're taking care of them, and if I were in that seat and able to interview them, I would say something along the lines of, these animals are only profitable for their first 6 months for you. Yep. After that, this is how you find yourself with 250 grown tigers. Is yep. Because what do you do with them after that?
Well, it sounds like some of them are not meeting good ends.
Right, and that's awful. And so as you see this sort of business that they've built up, it's pretty disgusting.
It is.
And they're not, it's not good. And I hope, the only ending for this show that I'll accept, and it's not up to me because it's already done, but I want this, I hope that they say, and this documentary or whatever you call this thing. Is it a documentary? No.
Well, I think it started out as a documentary and now it's just become an S show that's, you know, it's a, because here's the thing. Yeah, nobody's for animal abuse and it is awful what's happening, but the people and their weirdness and craziness have totally eclipsed.
Right.
Like the third episode is not really about the tigers or any of the big cats at all. It's about, I'm sorry, did this lady kill her other husband?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just starts, and they're breaking down this stuff, and there's some lawyer guy. He might be in the second episode. I'm not sure, but he's like this little guy that sits behind his desk, and he's talking about, you know, what's going on with this, and I guess maybe he was her first husband's, or I guess it was her second husband's lawyer, and I don't know. Of course they turned down the restraining order. They, you know, you can't do anything. If someone threatens to kill you, until they do something, you can't get anything done. He's actually fascinating, too. Now it's come out, and I believe this is, you know, it stopped me if it's in the show, Nicole. She had a boyfriend after her husband disappeared and before she married the guy she's married to now.
Yeah, that's the whole boyfriend. That's not in the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this guy also filed a restraining order against her. So just to give you sort of a quick background without really spoiling too much, she was married to some guy when she was really young. She breaks up with him and marries.
Hold on. Stop you for one. This is supposedly the good guy on the show.
Yeah. Well, you thought she was the good guy. Right up to the very end of the second episode when you go, I'm sorry, what did you just
right.
say?
Uh-huh.
So this lady's name is Carol Baskin. She was married to this guy named Don Lewis. about 2 months before anybody ever saw him again, or I should say until people stopped ever seeing him again, he filed a restraining order against her that was denied. So he wrote it all up, stood before a judge, and they said, no, you can't, you know, it sounds like you guys got into a yelling match. That's nobody hit anybody. Nobody hurt anybody. And like, apparently threatening to kill someone is covered under free speech. I didn't believe that, but that's what that lawyer said. And I'm like, okay. So then that guy disappears. Now she's got this boyfriend, and he's, and this apparently is not part of Tiger King. This guy, his name is Jay Bacall. He is, he's saying he also filed for a restraining order and was denied. He said when he asked Carol what would happen if her husband Don were to suddenly return, she said, dead bodies can't talk.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. His restraining order, just like her her missing husband, was denied. She, of course, has denied any involvement in her husband's disappearance. In a an essay that she published on the Big Cat Rescue website, she gave the following reasons for why Don asked for a restraining order against her 2 months before he vanished and was never heard from again. She said, Don spent 1 week per month in Costa Rica. Don was a man who wanted to have sex daily. He would go to Costa Rica during the week I was having my menstrual cycle. I accepted this as something I had to live with. During the week he was away, I would haul off the property as much of the junk as I could. And then some guy tells Don that she's doing this. Don tried calling the police to get them to stop me. They told him he'd need a restraining order. It was unclear if it was Don's idea that to get a restraining order, he should say I threatened him, or if someone like this friend suggested that. Don filed for the order on June 20th, 97, and it was denied. So I guess also somehow her diary has made it into people's hands. I guess maybe in the course of the investigation of the disappearance.
That part is actually in Tiger King, and you'll see whose hands it ends up in.
Yeah, they've already, I don't want to say, but it's that, yeah, I saw that, and I've only seen the first two episodes.
Yeah, but how did they get that from her?
Oh, I don't know.
I think some like old volunteer, I think, gave it to him.
Oh, took it from her and dropped it into the public domain?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be hard to have your diary out there. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't keep a diary. I just don't need people ever knowing my thoughts. You know, those are private. Stop, police. What? She wants to kill me?
You know, a diary is one of those things that I guess if you found yourself, let's say you found yourself sick with coronavirus and you're headed to the hospital, right? Is that one of the things you go and grab so that it doesn't end, if you pass, it doesn't... end up
you drop it in the incinerator at
being read at your funeral or something. I mean,
honestly, if you're gonna write a diary, just, you know, try to only write nice stuff. Your mom doesn't want to know what you really think of her. All right. So here's another just quick Tiger King story. Although maybe I shouldn't do this does reveal some stuff from the third episode. Put it this way, everyone on that show is terrible, and yet I still totally recommend it to you.
Well, so back to what I was saying, though. So I'm watching it. I've seen two full episodes, and because the thing starts itself into the next one, I saw a little bit of the third. But the truth is my feeling is the only ending I accept is that all of this BS has been stopped.
That we put them all in a firing line?
In jail, or at least put out of business, and they have to go, you know what, you want to get a flower shop if you want to put stuff on display. Tigers,
right,
in the middle of the country just being handled by people who, what's their expertise? I don't know.
Zero, that they've touched a cat before, I guess. Oh, I had a house cat growing up. I'm perfectly qualified.
And the drug dealer, I don't
why is he out of jail? How is that guy out in the world?
I did 12 years but won
of
my appeal.
100-year sentence.
Yeah. What?
What? And how do you have all this money? It's insanity.
Well, he was a drug dealer, and he even says I'd become so emboldened that I was actually answering the phone. You know, whatever.
Joe's Drugstore.
Cartucci family, do you want, right. whatever.
Tartugo.
What did he say? He actually says it. Coke, pot, Quaaludes.
Math, whatever you need. Quaaludes. That was it. Quaaludes. I'm like, wow, that's a very 70s thing. Yeah, I don't understand how these people are still out there walking around and letting themselves be filmed. Like, right. how is this happening?
Yeah, they go, no one has ever been behind the doors of the... The guy's name isn't Cartucci, but whatever.
No, it's Targuaglo or something.
No one's been behind the doors of the Cartucci. And 5 minutes later, the cameras are back there and they're interviewing the guy.
Well, like, you know, people love being on TV, Vinny. All right, let's totally change gears here. Look, Tiger King, it's a thing. You'll love it and hate it and also never be able to stop watching it. Kris and Kylie Jenner. Let's talk about them for a second. This does have to do with coronavirus. It's coronavirus adjacent. So, you know, Kylie, she's like the youngest self-made billionaire on earth. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's got a company. One of her companies is called Kylie Skin. And she's using her beauty empire to help combat the coronavirus pandemic. She quietly donated $1 million last week to help supply protective gear to healthcare professionals fighting COVID-19 on the front line. So that's nice. And then yesterday, she and her momager, Kris Jenner, partnered with Coty and Kylie Skin to manufacture hand sanitizers for hospitals in Southern California. So it sounds like it's going to be local at first, and I don't know if as they are able to make more and more of it, it'll get spread out or become more widely available, but they're specifically making it for hospitals in Southern California right now. The custom hand sanitizer includes a special message for recipients dedicated to first responders working to support our communities, which I shouldn't even do the goofy voice because this is actually, if you can do something like this, you 100% should do it. And so kudos to the Jenner family for doing what they can do to help.
I don't know why they always include when they do a story about that lady that she's a self-made billionaire, because the truth is, without her sisters building that brand, mm-hmm. She doesn't get a makeup company worth $1 billion.
No. Right. I'm sure she did work hard. I'm sure there was a lot of work that went into sure. that. I really am. I don't think that those things, you know, $1 billion is $1 billion. You know, people aren't just giving that stuff away. You know, but self-made, arguable.
Oh, it's not even like I imagine there are people from the makeup biz, mm-hmm. been in it their whole lives, who would love to launch their own brand. You know what? No one will buy it.
No one cares. Right.
Right.
Who? I'm sorry. Dolores Greenburn? No.
Yeah, no.
I just don't care about her makeup.
Right.
Yeah. Kylie Jenner was Kylie Jenner the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Jenner Kardashian dynasty. So anyway, there's that story. I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
I'm going to start with fast facts, and then I'll get to the important news of the day later on.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.